It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And pre-Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve Flashback. All brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, let's go to both a date and a location. Travel with us to the year
1978.
And to your TVs in the lovely land of Cincinnati.
If you've ever wondered,
October 30th,
whatever became of
1978.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
On the legendary show.
Cincinnati WKRP.
WKRP in Cincinnati. TV show that obviously ran late 70s and all the way into the early 80s. And it's known for many, many things. First of all, being one of the lone standouts of our radio representation on the small screen.
That's right. Dr. Johnny Fever.
There you go.
Lonnie Anderson.
And it's most famous. In fact, in most every list that's out there, it's at least in the top 50 TV episodes of all time. And it came October 30th, 1978. It is known as Turkeys Away. If you're unfamiliar.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. The third.
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes!
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Lass.
Thanks, Johnny.
For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys.
And then, of course, it was Arthur Carlson, the general manager of the radio station, with the iconic line,
"As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly."
And it's in part a true story that originated not even probably a half hour away from where we broadcast right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, WKRP's Turkeys Away, where they were, as a radio station, executing a Thanksgiving Day giveaway by dropping live turkeys from a helicopter, which, of course, turkeys cannot fly, and then subsequently gravity did the rest. Amazing performances there by Gordon Jump as Arthur, the GM, and Richard Sanders, Les Nessman, roving reporter. One of the most iconic lines ever. And it was said almost word for word by a real-life human radio GM over there in Dallas in the 1950s. According to WKRP in Cincinnati creator Hugh Davis, it was a radio station promotion. I don't know what station, I don't know what format it was, but it was in the 50s, which was kind of a Wild West time for radio out there in Dallas. And they were doing a fantastic promotion that was giving away turkeys in a parking lot. And it was all spearheaded by one general manager, Jerry Blum, who actually went on to have a great career. 1960 to 1989, he was running the stations there in Atlanta. Because he got fired in Dallas for this. Tossing out live turkeys from the back of a pickup truck.
Uh-oh.
Not a helicopter. However, plenty of chaos ensued, and it eventually led to him being fired about the whole thing. According to Blum, the GM, the public went nuts fighting over the turkeys. It turned into a melee chaos. It was a mess. And that was about the whole story, he said. To my knowledge, it was never repeated. So eventually in Atlanta, for some reason, Jerry Blum, the GM from radio, meets Hugh Wilson, TV creator. He tells him the story. And immediately, he turns to him and says, "You just won me an Emmy, my friend," and wrote the script. Now, other aerial turkey drops have occurred. They've been documented. One in Arkansas, big surprise. Local Chamber of Commerce had actually, over several years, it was a low-flying airplane. I guess that was good enough. And if you want to ever find this episode, by the way, Netflix, it doesn't stream. You got to search for it on the good old YouTube. So there you go. Based in a true story that happened just down the road in Big D this Thanksgiving. Remember,
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
There it is. Happy Thanksgiving, flashback style. I've been telling